Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor's Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Do something good
today. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt. And recently I found out about A Penny for Their Thoughts. A Penny for Their Thoughts is a bike ride that is taking place from coast to coast by former officer, retired officer, Christopher Lawrence. Now, Christopher is in the process as we speak on day two of his ride across the country to bring awareness to police suicide, to law enforcement suicide. You know, on The Mark Wyatt Show, we've talked to Blue Help and we've brought awareness to that subject, and I will continue to do that through The Mark Wyatt Show. After finding A Penny for Their Thoughts, a young lady reached out to me. Her name's Cheryl Hatch, and she talked about Heroes Rest, and she asked about coming on The Mark Wyatt Show, and she had an open invitation to do that. And right now, I have on the line with me Cheryl Hatch. Welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show, Cheryl.
Thank you so much, Mark. I really appreciate this opportunity. We are so excited to be getting started with Heroes Rest and to have had a really successful launching campaign last year with our supporters and have gained so much more support over the last couple of years as people have become more and more aware of the needs of our law enforcement and first responders.
Well, Cheryl, you know, because of our short conversation before this interview, that I am a former police officer, and you know my background as to why I care about law enforcement suicide, because these are the men and women that I worked with in law enforcement that are having these difficulties that cause them to want to take their life, and I want to do what I can to stop it. So my question to you, Cheryl, is what is your passion behind this mission?
Well, my personal passion is that I love helping people see hope when they're in difficult situations. And I've come out of some pretty difficult stuff myself. And so we started our ministry called Shalom Ministries almost 8 years ago now, and have been encouraging people and being kind of that person alongside them to encourage them and help them see, you know, you need to get into counseling, or you need to, you know, set boundaries with someone that's hurting you, or, you know, however they need to grow and to heal. And that's something I'm really passionate about. And alongside that is the fact that so many people have needs that are really strong, like law enforcement, suicide, and it's unknown. So many people don't have a clue how difficult it is. And it's only gotten more and more difficult lately. And so to be able to step into those dark places with people and say, I see you and I want to help. And I want you to know that there's hope, and connect them with the resources that are available to, you know, help them see that they're not the only person that's been in that situation before, or that there is a way out, that life can get better, and that there's joy and hope available. And we are a Christian ministry, so I'm really excited to be sharing the hope of Jesus Christ with people. And in that process, we always wanted to start a retreat center. And over the years, we honed it down and realized that in order to reach our first responders, we couldn't have it be super broad. We had to focus it and have it be private, have it only be for first responders so that they could let down and they could breathe, be away from the general public, general population, so that they could just be human again, so that they could, you know, go fishing in a place where, you know, somebody's not going to be getting drunk in the next, fishing hole, you know, nearby, and worrying them about, you know, something they might respond to, but just to be in a place that's just dedicated for them year round and free. We plan to, our plan is to make this available for free and, you know, make it a pay it forward option if someone wants to, but I'm focusing my fundraising efforts on the community and people who want to support our law enforcement, firefighters, and EMS, corrections officers, all of the first responder world, to help them to avoid burnout, to not become a statistic in this skyrocketing suicide issue, and to, you know, be there to be better at their jobs, to be better in their families. You know, it's so we're really excited to be starting one of the first, if not the first, retreat center for first responders in the United States.
And of course, every person that exists in this country needs and benefits from the sacrifices of those first responders. When we talk about first responders, we're talking about law enforcement, firefighters, EMS, military, active and veteran. And these men and women serve each and every day, and they take a lot on their plate. And sometimes it doesn't clear off as easily as maybe it would outside of the law enforcement first responder parameters. And it can be very difficult for an officer or a firefighter or a military member to just be able to drop what they've just put into their head and dump it, so to speak. They need a place where they can relax and be able to refocus their mind. It's always a challenge when you go, say, to a domestic call, or you have another type of call where there's a person threatening another, or they're threatening themselves, and you have to be the one that is the squared away person. You have to be the one who's able to handle the situation in all circumstances. People expect you, and they look to you to be that strong figure. The bottom line is, we're all human. And so after a period of time, after you are that person over and over and over again, it can take its toll.
Yes, there's, I think the statistics show that domestics and traffic stops are some of the most dangerous, which occur in every precinct across the United States. You know, we tend to think of LA and Chicago and New York as being the most dangerous, but our officers across the country in every county and every city are facing really dangerous situations and carry that with them. And our firefighters, there was a recent report that said that firefighters in a 24-hour shift interact with more trauma than an average individual gets to experience in their entire lifetime. And that's just astonishing. Our first responders carry so much for us, and we have no idea, you know, what life would be like without them, and we don't want to find out. But we're very grateful for them, and we want to give back, and we want to help to give them something that, you know, that they don't have. And when, you know, we've heard from several people that there's a desire to be able to get away, but also in a place that feels, you know, pretty safe, or, you know, in a place that people understand you. And one of the best things for our first responders is to be around other first responders who also are experiencing similar things. And so there's been a really fantastic response across the country from California to New York of people who are really excited about Heroes Rest. And we're excited to be in the construction phase right now, getting it off the ground.
And Cheryl, I want to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want listeners to know how they can support Heroes Rest. As you mentioned, we're at the foundational level of this. It's groundbreaking, Tom, and I'll let you share in the next segment how people can connect with Heroes Rest and be a part of this effort to support first responders and give them that special place where they can relax and be able to unwind and be able to take some of the load off, some of the burden that they carry in day-to-day work or activities of being a first responder, okay?
Yeah.
Folks, right now we're talking to Cheryl Hatch with Heroes Rest. You can check out heroesrest.org. That's HEROSREST.org. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Cheryl Hatch. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference, all we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through boutiqueair.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, so he can get away.
Welcome back to a Tuesday edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. We have been talking about Heroes Rest, and I want you to check out the website heroesrest.org. We've been talking to Cheryl Hatch, and as I mentioned in the first segment, thanks to a special ride that is happening right now, A Penny for Their Thoughts. You can follow this public group. It's called A Penny for Their Thoughts. And Christopher Lawrence, he is riding a bike from coast to coast to bring awareness, to spread awareness of officer and first responder mental health, to help support better in-service training programs and assist families of officers who have died by suicide. He is doing this ride in honor of them and bringing awareness. Cheryl Hatch saw that I was going to cover A Penny for Their Thoughts, and she reached out to me about Heroes Rest. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Cheryl.
Thank you, and we are so grateful for Mr. Lawrence and his ride across the U.S. It's just incredible.
When we talk about Heroes Rest and we talk about what you all are doing to build this facility, if you will, this retreat, what can listeners do right now to help connect with Heroes Rest and to help make this happen?
Well, right now you can get involved by following us on Facebook or Instagram, YouTube, or LinkedIn. Our tagline is at Heroes Rest USA. And, you know, share this information with people that you know. The second thing is to donate. Everything that we provide to our guests at Heroes Rest will be free. We will give them an option to pay it forward, but as much community support as we can get will make it possible for us to continue providing this for our first responders for free. And many of them do not make they don't have high paying salaries. They work multiple jobs, so they're sacrificing in their first responder job, but they also don't even get paid enough from that. Know that your donations are very well appreciated and will go directly to that program. And we have multiple construction projects coming up that will be building and expanding what we can offer there. Currently, we're offering camping experiences of different levels. We're going to open hopefully this year or next year with primitive camping, which will be really fun and bushcrafty, and medium kind of regular camping with tents. And then we have some family camp style that we're preparing that will be a lot more comfortable and fancy and posh. So there's different levels for different people. You know, if a first responder wants to come with their family, or if they want to come with their buddies, or if they want to come by themselves, we have a lot of different ways that we can meet that, as well as working with organizations that provide programs, you know, like a specific week for a specific department or something like that. But we will be providing the facilities and the acreage. So we're really excited to have 56 acres that we purchased last year with all of our supporter funding to be able to start the very first phase of Heroes Rest. And so we're launching it as we speak. And we are very excited to be 90 minutes from Branson, you know, right in the Missouri Ozarks, and have fly fishing nearby and a lot of amenities that will really heighten the beauty of the experience of being able to get away and be in nature and rest and calm your mind. So
yes,
we're really excited, and every donation and every person that is able to help us raise awareness for this is directly supporting and helping our nation's first responders to do their job well and to stay strong.
And Cheryl, I think a good thing for people, especially with just beginning, would be for them to sign up for the newsletter. How can they do that to get more information about Heroes Rest?
Yes, you can sign up for our newsletter at heroesrest.org. That's HEROSREST.ORG. You can go there and sign up, stay informed, and get our updates as we build.
Absolutely. And once again, we want to also mention A Penny for Their Thoughts. That is Mr. Christopher Lawrence riding his bike across the country. You can follow the group, A Penny for Their Thoughts, and it's a group by Blue Help. And Blue Help is another organization who is reaching out to families of law enforcement officers and law enforcement officers, and they've extended it to Red Help for firefighters. And so the whole concept of this network where you can find a place to get some help. If you are a first responder, there is a place for you to get help, to be able to verbalize your thoughts and your feelings. And here we have Heroes Rest, where they're working on a retreat where you can go to. And I encourage people in the community, if you're listening right now and you care about our law enforcement, our first responders, I encourage you to check out heroesrest.org and find out more information about it. And Cheryl, I appreciate the fact that you reached out to me about Heroes Rest, and I love how one thing connects to another. Help each other in whatever the struggle is. If it's a first responder, I want to be able to help. If it's about suicide awareness or PTSD, then the Mark White Show is here to do that. And I know, Cheryl, that you have a passion for that as well. So thank you, Cheryl Hatch, for your work with Heroes Rest.
Thank you, Mark. And I am so excited for all of the groups that we are networking with as well, and the people that are excited about supporting Blue Help and Penny for Your Thoughts. It's just so wonderful to see these movements grow, because it's really important.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for talking to me today, Cheryl Hatch. And again, I encourage people to go to heroesrest.org. So thank you, and I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity, and I've been blown away with how just letting people know that we're building this has really encouraged first responder families.
We're here to make a difference, and if this show is making a difference in your life, if you are encouraged and inspired by The Mark White Show, I want you to share it with your family, your neighbors, and your friends, and give them an opportunity to have a voice to share through this vehicle called The Mark White Show. I do encourage you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via TuneIn Radio, Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and on YouTube. You have been listening to a Tuesday edition of The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Who live and love in my home. These are my kind of people.
Hello there, everybody. This is DJ Svoboda with the Imagine Friends of Imagineville, dedicated to spreading autism acceptance and autism inclusion, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyler's corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing seems
to fit. You are my sunshine, my only. This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.